Bears Daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Good morning, everyone. We have Val Ruff here, director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, week number three of our Marshalltown Icons program. And you want to go ahead and introduce your guest, because we certainly have an icon.
Oh, we definitely have an icon here today. So it's my pleasure to share with the listeners that this morning we have Taylor's Made Right. And our guest today is Sandy Short. Welcome to the show today, Sandy.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead, and I apologize, I have a little bit of a cold. I'm trying to kick it, but if I have a little tickle in my throat, you'll know when I have to take a break and get a drink. But anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the Made Right, and I think everybody that's listening knows that our Made Right is definitely an icon in the community. It's the go-to place for a quick lunch and a great meal. But today I want to... I've asked Sandy to join us to talk a little bit about the rich history of Taylor's Made Right. So why don't you get us started, Sandy, and share a little bit of the history of the Made Right with us today.
Okay. Made Right is an Iowa icon also. It started in 1926 in Muscatine, Iowa. Fred Angel made a sandwich and evidently, so the story goes, had one of his truck drivers taste it, and he said, "Fred, that's made just right." So it became Made Right. In 1927, there was a Newton opened a Made Right, and my grandparents, Cliff and Emma Taylor, lived in Newton at the time. They were partners in a bakery, and the story is, I didn't pay enough attention as a kid about all this, didn't know I'd be back here doing this. The partner was an alcoholic and absconded with the funds, so I think my grandfather saw that Made Right would probably be a very good business, so he came to Marshalltown and opened ours in 1928. And the story is he paid $300 for the franchise. So we have been here 88 years.
That is great information. So Cliff and Emma Taylor started the Made Right in 1928. So let's talk a little bit about, so when did Don and Polly take over?
Hard question. I can't remember. My dad was a senior in high school when they came here. He went to junior college and then went to Iowa U and dropped out during the 30s to come home and work for his dad.
Okay.
So my grandpa Cliff died in 1944, and grandma and dad were partners. And then, of course, after grandpa died, she did not work in the business. In the beginning, she baked the pies.
Oh, that's the story of the great pies.
Yes, and I have her recipe for chocolate and banana cream. Awesome.
Well, those are keepers for sure, aren't they?
Definitely.
So let's talk a little bit. I've had, people are anxious to always share, well, how many locations have there been for the Made Right here in Marshalltown?
My mother had one on 13th Street. It was called Taylor's 13th Street Made Right because they couldn't have another Made Right in Marshalltown.
Oh.
And then later in the early 50s probably, they bought the one in Newton and then later sold that to Bud and Marty Holland, who had worked for Daddy.
Okay.
Earlier.
Okay. So there's been, where the existing Made Right is today, that wasn't the actual original location.
We were across the street. And then we moved to the new building in 1958. Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We carried stuff across the street all night long, closed up on the west side of the street, opened up on the east side of the street.
Oh, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. I love those little tidbits of information that everybody enjoys hearing, all the little secrets that, we don't know today. But so let's talk about ketchup. Let's talk about the infamous ketchup controversy.
Infamous ketchup. We had never had ketchup. The story about the bum stealing the ketchup to make tomato soup is a wonderful story, but not true.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
We had our customers vote whether we should have ketchup or not. In the beginning, Grandpa and my father said ketchup masked the flavor of the meat, and we had wonderful meat and still do, so you didn't need to put ketchup on it. And it wasn't the rage back then. So there were a few more no votes. Customers voted on the back of their cash register receipts, but we decided we had to go with it. And we thought would be the young kids. It's not. It's the older people. I'm amazed how much we go through. I've not tried it.
Wow. Well, I grew up, I mean, ketchup wasn't ever even an option. And, we, you know, growing up, we frequented the Maid Rite a lot. I mean, my dad came to town for parts, and so we frequented the Maid Rite. And I always remember sometimes even eating them out of my lap, you know, sitting in the truck or whatever, moving along, because we were always in a hurry. But, you know, it's just a part of growing up as a kid, if you're from this area, was always having Maid Rite. Yeah. So, still today.
Worth. Very happy about that. We had older fellas come in, and they said, yeah, I'd come to town with a quarter. I could buy a Maid Rite for a dime, a malt for a nickel, and go to the show for a dime.
Wow. So you have that you have that affiliation with the Orpheum Theater, too. That's very similar to the pizza. You know, you went to the movie and maybe had a Maid Rite or went to the Zeno's. And so there's all these little icons that are... Well, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Marshalltown Icons. It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. That is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource, and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
Known for her iconic role as Mama in Mama's Family and The Carol Burnett Show, Vicki Lawrence brings this two-woman show to the Prairie Meadows Event Center in Altoona, Iowa, Saturday, July 9th at 7:30. KFJB wants to send you to the show. All you have to do is be caller number 10 when you hear a clip of Vicki Lawrence as Mama.
It's your fourth beer today.
And I'm going to tell you something. I needed every one of them.
Your chance to win begins Monday.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Rain showers and thunderstorms likely later on today, otherwise mostly cloudy. High temperatures topping out in the upper 70s with a southeasterly wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for rain showers and thunderstorms tonight as well, with a low near 55. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 66.
And welcome back, Marshalltown Icons. We have Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosting the program, and we are talking Maid Rites, everything you ever wanted to know about Taylor's Maid Rite.
That's right, Kyle. Excuse me. This morning we have Sandy Short from Taylor's Maid Rite, definitely a strong historic icon for the Marshalltown area. So let's get back to talking a little bit about some of the history of the Maid Rite, Sandy. Let's talk about the old Maid Rite that was across the street. Tell us a little bit about the history of that. That's a great story.
My grandfather built the building. People think it's a railroad car. It isn't. It just kind of looked like one. And then the beginning, you walked up to the windows and ordered out the window, and later he put a roof over the top, so it was enclosed, and you came in and sat on stools. Then to get to the south side, there was only one door on the east, so if you were going to sweep at night, you had to walk all the way around or climb over the counter, which I felt kind of interesting. There's a picture of it in the Maid Rite. If you don't know what it looked like, it was right across the street from our location now. I can remember working there as a kid. I was maybe 10, standing on a pop case to wash dishes. And then as I got older, I got to grind the onions. It was a horrific task. It was in the back of the Maid Rite, and there was no ventilation, and you had to chop them. And I would cry so hard I couldn't even see.
All right.
Now we have a modern chopper. It's much better.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah, that chopping onions is not a fun thing to do. Thanks God they have these newfangled pieces of equipment.
Well, I wear swim goggles when I do it at home. Yeah.
Really?
No, not really.
It might work.
It might work. You never know. I think there's, don't they have something called onion goggles?
I think they do. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us today, Sandy. We're sure glad that you're here. Let's talk a little bit too, Sandy. Let's talk about visitors to the Maid Rite. You know, I think you and I were talking a little bit before we got started here. I think there's not a day that goes by that you can't pull into the Maid Rite parking lot and see somebody with an out-of-state plate having a Maid Rite.
Yes. We love it. And they say, oh, I was here a year ago. We stop every time we're through. And we appreciate that. We have wonderful customers in town and out of state.
Yeah, I bet you do. So how about some famous people that have eaten Maid Rites? I know one day I just happened to be in there grabbing some lunch, and Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds had stopped in to get Maid Rites, I think on their way to the Veterans Home.
And we've had a lot of political candidates every year. Red Skelton is probably the most famous one that I remember. We were in North Dakota then, so.
Right. So they were sneaking in and we didn't even know it, probably, right?
And they had a picture taken with him.
Oh, great.
It was great.
Yeah.
I still have that. Yes.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Well, because of where we're located here in central Iowa, which we see as an advantage as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but, you know, it makes a nice way that people can swing by and have lunch and head out to wherever they happen to be going.
We were the original fast food before McDonald's even.
Well, that's, you know what? I didn't think about it like that, but you sure were.
Sure.
You absolutely were. So I know it's a standby for a lot of folks. I know some folks who live beyond the Marshalltown community. I know they're like, well, I got to grab Maid Rites and take them home for supper. So that's like a staple for, you know, our out-of-town visitors that come in and work here or come in to commerce. So the other thing I thought it would be fun to talk about, let's talk about some of your longtime employees that you've had. I know there's some names that people will definitely remember. So let's talk about those employees.
Okay, Rita Daniels, Lila Long, Glenna Hedham, Jeannie Ridout, who is still in Marshalltown, Darlene Moore-Kupka, and then even earlier than that, Paul Ecker, Bud Holland, and Jack Long. Worked when I was a kid.
So how many years did some of those folks work with?
Over 47.
With a Maid Rite?
Yes.
That is just
amazing.
Yeah. Because how many years, what are we, 88 years now, the Maid Rite?
Yes.
So they were there the majority of their life and worked for the Maid Rite?
Yes.
Now that's a dedicated employee.
It is.
So we appreciate those. So let's talk a little bit about outreach. How can people outside of Marshalltown get Maid Rites?
We ship Maid Rites, continental United States.
Are you finding that's a pretty common?
It is. We ship a lot.
Okay. Any ballpark idea?
And now we ship UPS Second Day Air. The shipping is more than the Maid Rites are.
Well, you know.
But it's a taste of home.
It is.
Our son Don started that.
Okay.
Which was great.
So let's talk about how the Maid Rite has kind of changed over the years. What are some of the things that the listeners would be interested in knowing?
Well, in the very beginning, we got buns from Strand Bakery. They were unsliced. I can remember as a kid, we got a fancy bun slicer. It was a long tube thing, and you'd put them in the top, and they go zing, zing. I like to do that.
Yeah. I bet that was a great job.
We kept the buns then. They didn't come in plastic like they do now. So we had a big bun box, a wooden thing that was maybe 5 feet long and 2 feet across and 2 feet high, which is where we put the buns. They got pickles from Marshalltown Vinegar Works and had to slice those. They were unsliced. And then meat from Marshall Pack. And I don't know how old Marshall Pack was. When I can remember, that's where we would get the meat, Dean Garland and Marshall Pack.
That's great to know. So I have always heard that the beef would come in a big, like a side
quarters,
of beef.
Hanging
oh, in quarters. Okay. So you still do that today or?
No. Now we get two-piece chuck, choice or better.
Okay.
And it comes in a box. Back before they built the new Maid Rite, There was no basement in the old one. So we had two walk-in coolers in our house on 411 North Center Street. And so that's where all the beef came to, and then hanging beef, and then grounded in the basement.
Wow.
And the basement was full of cardboard boxes of storage stuff, and I can remember making forts down there.
Making forts making in the cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes, yeah. It was a fun place to play.
That is good information. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's talk about what's new with the Made Right today. So if I come into the Made Right today, well, I go into the Made Right anyway, but let's talk about, so what are some of the basics that are the standards of the Made Right today?
A very limited menu, unlike all the corporate stores. We only serve Made Rights, chips, pop, ice cream, coffee, pie. And back in the old Made Right, they had to hand dip the ice cream, which took forever.
Oh, wow.
I got kind of strong, kind of working in an ice cream shop.
Well, it's interesting because I'm sure everybody has their... Oh, we're going to have to go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
Hi, this is Laura Lawson, and I host The Wine Crush. The Wine Crush is an hour-long program devoted entirely to wine. Whether you're looking for an inexpensive bottle to take to a party, or you're not sure which kind of wine will complement your favorite meal, The Wine Crush can help you select and enjoy the perfect bottle of vino. The Wine Crush, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Rain showers and thunderstorms likely later on today, otherwise mostly cloudy. High temperatures topping out in the upper 70s, with a southeasterly wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for rain showers and thunderstorms tonight as well, with a low near 55. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 66.
Welcome back. Our final segment of Icons, Marshalltown Icons. We have our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Val Ruff. She is hosting, and we've got like 7 minutes left here.
Okay, great. Well, we got a few things we want to cover, and I have Sandy Short here with Taylor's Made Right, and we all know that Taylor's Made Right is definitely a Marshalltown icon that we're really excited to have, and I'm excited to have Sandy here with us today, and we can't not talk about Don Short. Don Short's kind of an icon for Marshalltown too. You know, he was here a long time. Everybody knows Don. Don has had a lot of great initiatives in the community and the Willard Mansion, and I had opportunities to work with him. That let's talk a little bit about Don and how long he was at the Made Right, Sandy.
Okay. After my dad died, he came down to help my mother run the Made Right. He came down in 1985, I'm sorry. And was here 20 years. He is the one that instigated the shipping, which is great.
Yeah.
He is a lot like my dad. Probably not many people remember my dad anymore. Very outgoing, likes to talk to people, makes them feel welcome. Yes.
That's definitely Don.
Yep.
And he's had a lot of successes along the way. You know, he did leave Marshalltown, but boy, he's been very successful at West End Salvage. And
we're very proud of him.
Yes, I bet you are. And so that's, you know, Don Short did spend a lot of time here and do a lot of great things in Marshalltown. Well, I want to, excuse me, I want to make sure that we cover a couple things that are CVB related, and that is, I like to share our community calendar of events that we just learned that Kyle looks at every day. And so I just want to remind folks that if you're listening and you have an event or a performance or you've got something that's going on in the community or surrounding community that is open to the public, that you can put that on our online calendar at visitmarshalltown.com. Postings are free. There's 6 easy steps. And then once we get it on the calendar, we put it on the electronic message board that's at the Hy-Vee parking lot. We put it on our Facebook, and we promote it as much as we possibly can. So that's something that I want to make sure that we get a plug to. We got a lot of great things coming up. You know, with the 4th of July weekend, we've got the Central Iowa Fair right around the corner. They have an amazing brand new website. I would encourage folks to check it out. There's going to be a lot of great things going on at the Central Iowa Fair this year. So make sure you check that out. Bring your family. Make a day of it. What else can we talk about? All right. So
well, we've got about 3 minutes left. And I think that the whole Made Right, not just here, but just the recipe is so revered. And it's kind of a secret recipe, isn't it?
There's no recipe.
There's no recipe.
No, buy good beef.
Well, you don't have to give it here on the radio.
Good beef. Double grind it, bring it up, and cook it. We have a cast iron cooker, so it's cooked at really high heat. You can do this at home, too.
Yeah.
You chop it and chop it and chop it with a spatula.
We tried it. We talked about it. My mom, for years, tried to replicate that. Since my parents are both from Iowa, she never could get it to my dad's satisfaction. Never, ever.
Too bad we weren't shipping.
I know, and we yeah, this was the 70s, and my mom tried and tried and tried. She always put like the wrong amount of onions in it, yeah. And she'd get the minced onions, you know, in the cup.
We just put them on as we make the sandwich.
That is great.
No additives at all.
So why make it at home when you can go buy one at the Made Right, right?
Exactly.
You know, and it I always say when I go in, you know, I'm sure people have a certain way that they like to order their Made Rights. And what are the ways they can order their Made Rights?
Mustard and onion pickle, all of the above. We now have cheese, wet or dry. Wet is a lot of juice on it. I always ask people, do you want it running down your arm wet or just a little wet?
Well, I think that's good to know.
It's good to know.
And then I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I have to always have a malt or a shake with my Made Right. They go together.
Yep, they do.
And chips are just the added bonus to it, right? Right.
And then pie.
Yes.
Or you can also order it in a bowl, save the carbs of the bun, and then have pie for your carbs.
Now, do people do that? They just get the bowl?
Yes. Yep. A lot of times.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, I sure love to. And the thing I love about Made Rights is you always kind of, like, you know, you're eating, you've eaten a sandwich, and then you've got just a little bit left over. Just a little bit of loose meat there that you got to eat with a spoon.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're just about out of time.
Well, I want to thank Sandy for being here. It's been a pleasure to visit with you, Sandy, and talk about the Made Right and your family. And we sure appreciate all that you do for our community.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
It's been fun.